This is the VOA Special English Development Report. The latest Global Hunger Index report says the number of hungry people worldwide has fallen 25% since 1990. Last year, the estimate topped 1 billion for the first time. But this year's report says the number of people not getting enough to eat has fallen to 925 million. Still, many experts worry that hunger rates are not falling fast enough to meet United Nations goals. One of the first of the Millennium Development Goals is to reduce the hunger rate by 50% between 1990 and 2015. Caroline Herford at the UN World Food Program says the reduction in hunger rates has slowed in recent years.
There has been a slight dropping off in the number of hungry people in the late 1990s, but then it rose again, of course, during the financial crisis of 2007-08, and then the very high food prices, together with the high fuel prices, really knocked everything off track again. And then, of course, climate change has come in, and that's made it more difficult to grow food.
The Global Hunger Index is prepared by three private organizations based in Germany, the United States, and Ireland. The latest report says 29 countries have levels of hunger that are considered alarming. The biggest increases were found in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The report says hunger has risen by more than 65% since 1990 because of conflict and political insecurity. And Caroline Herford says Congo is not alone.
Clearly, conflict is a huge problem as far as the actual growing of produce and crops is concerned. People can't necessarily tend their fields if they are always being chased away by armed rebels.
A separate report says 22 countries have suffered from a hunger and food crisis for at least 8 years. 20% of the world's hungry live in these countries, most of which are in Africa. That report is from the UN Food and Agriculture Organization and the World Food Program. They say new policies are needed to deal with these long-term crises. Peter Smerdon at the World Food Program says emergency aid must include development assistance.
You have to do both things. You have to do both development and emergency assistance to keep people alive to reverse the situation. Otherwise, you're just going to be stuck in a protracted crisis and have to keep trying to put out the fire, but you're not actually changing the structure of the crisis at all.
Both reports were released ahead of World Food Day this past Saturday. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by June Sims. Transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our reports are at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Mario Ritter.